Welcome to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Ashley Bruce from Risdahl Marketing Group. And our topic of the day is customer research basics. Ashley, why is this important to business owners?
Understanding what your customers think about your business is critical to making better marketing and business decisions. While many companies collect information through anecdotal feedback in an informal manner, a formal research program will help you identify trends across customers in terms of what they think about your business, your products and services, and how you can enhance their loyalty.
A formal research program. What did you mean by that?
It just means you approach gathering feedback from your customers with clear objectives and a well-defined, consistent method for getting the information you need. The way you gather feedback changes a lot depending on the types of information you're looking for.
How do you do that?
Well, with very broad objectives, such as just wondering what your customers think of your business in general, you may want to go with a qualitative approach, such as one-on-one interviews or a focus group. That way, you can really explore what your customers think and ask appropriate follow-up questions for better depth of information. You won't get hard data, but you will be able to explore more in-depth.
And if you have more specific questions?
If you have a more specific objective, such as wondering what your customers think of a new return policy, you might choose a quantitative method like an online survey. This method will give you the hard numbers to support making a product, service, or business decision, but you'll want to make sure you have a good understanding of questions and possible answers going into it.
How do you get your customers to participate?
The biggest thing is making it easy and convenient for them. Using an online survey or conducting interviews over the telephone helps them fit it into their schedule. Also, be upfront about time commitments and try to keep it shorter rather than longer. Of course, adding an incentive such as a drawing to win a prize or a gift card also helps increase participation.
What else should companies consider?
Don't automatically include just your best or most loyal customers. Try to get a good representative mix of different types of customers and different levels of satisfaction. Also, consider engaging a third-party researcher, as that can help ensure your customers feel comfortable being honest and ensure that questions are asked in a way that gets unbiased responses. Lastly, always protect their confidentiality. Let them know that their responses won't be made public and their names won't be attached to anything that they say. Then you can be reasonably confident that you're hearing what your customers actually think about you.
If you would like to speak with Ashley Bruce or other members of the Risdahl Marketing Group team, contact information in our business reference library can be found at todaysbusinessradio.com. Risdahl Marketing Group and our other TBR advisory firms are committed to help with all of your business issues. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.